Hello and welcome to National League Town, Mets fandom, Mets history, Mets life, with Long Island's own Greg Prince and Jeff Heisen. Hi everyone, this is a bonus episode of National League Town, and later I'm going to ask Greg a question about player uniforms. Well, after we recorded it, the Mets unveiled the City Connect uniforms. Greg wants to see them on the field before he comments, and we'll talk about them more next week. But for today, my thoughts are that they're fine. They're good. They could have been worse. They're definitely not for me. I would be perfectly happy if the Mets wore the pinstriped home jerseys with Mets across the top for 81 home games, and the road gray uniforms with New York across the top for 81 road games. That's all I need. But that's not baseball today. That's not sports today. So we have the City Connect uniforms, and they are of the city. Problem is, I don't know if they are of the Mets. I understand that City Connect uniforms are supposed to connect to the city, but this city, New York City, has two teams. And the uniform, other than the purple for the 7 line, could almost be a Yankee uniform. It says NYC. I'd like to have seen some blue and orange in there to make it more of a Mets uniform. But I get it. You're trying to sell merch. It's different, and I appreciate the attention to detail that the Mets put into it. The Mets just didn't put NYC across the top in some fancy colors the way the Phillies did. The Mets made it of New York. There's a lot of attention to detail, as we see with the train map on the inside of the cap. We see the pinstripes on the shirts and pants made up of circles and diamonds representing New York City's local and express subway lines. That's a very deep cut. Nice job. There are plenty more details. I like it. I just don't know if it's of the Mets, which is what I would like. I know it's frustrating when you see so many Yankees caps worn by people who don't know that they're Yankees caps. They think that they're New York caps. So maybe that's what they're going for here. That's something that people can buy when they visit New York. It says NYC. I understand that. And I appreciate all the attention to detail. And it's fine. They look nice. I look forward to seeing them on the field on Saturday. I just wish that they were more of the Mets. As our friend Paul Lucas says at UniWatch, like most CC City Connect designs, it doesn't feel very well matched to the team. No blue, no orange. It looks more like a generic NYC jersey that a tourist would buy in Times Square, which I'm sure is exactly the point. Thank you, Paul Lucas. If that's what they were going for, they did a great job, and I look forward to seeing them on the field. And again, Greg and I are going to talk about this more next week. And now for the rest of this bonus episode, where Greg and I talk about uniforms from a different angle. Let me ask you a question, Greg.
Yes.
So let's say you're walking around the new and improved and enlarged Mets team store, and an employee comes over and says, "You're the fan of the day." And because you're the fan of the day, you can take home for free two Mets jerseys. Now, we're not talking about whether they're home or away, black or City Connect, vintage, whatever. We're not talking about that. The purpose of this question is, which two do you take? One has to be a current player and one has to be a retired player. And the caveat is that the retired player's number has to be from a player who is normally found in the store. So you can't say as much as you'd like Rod Gaspar, because there's likely no Rod Gaspar jersey. They would make one for you, but it has to be an existing retired player's jersey. So let's start with the current player. You get to take one home for free. Who's it going to be?
Okay, but the caveat as far as that past player is, I don't know what their inventory is, but we're going to use an honor system of being reasonable about this, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. Active player, I'm going to say Alvarez, 4, because I'm not 100% sure Alonso 20 will have future in it after this year. Not that I wouldn't be happy to, for the next however many years, look in my closet and see I have an Alonso 20 jersey and put it on to remember those halcyon days of Pete Alonso hitting home runs. But if he's suddenly with somebody else next year, let's just say that my Jacob deGrom 48 t-shirt is not in rotation any longer. It hasn't been tossed out, but it's not something I want to model to the extent that anybody would want me modeling their name and number. Alvarez, young player, exciting player, figures to be here a while. I've taken a liking to him. Alonso was the first guy I thought of. I cycled through a couple of others. I'm going to go with Alvarez. Okay, now obviously I really wanted that Rod Gaspar jersey, but okay, I can't have one unless, there's one there. Hey, they just retired Dwight Gooden's number. Why wouldn't I want a Gooden 16 jersey? I have a Gooden 16 t-shirt. Don't have a lot of jerseys. The only one that I have with a number on is 41. I think that's self-explanatory. My favorite living player is Dwight Gooden. Let's put it that way. If I'm willing to wear a 1986 style pullover as opposed to the kind that you button, although Gooden did play in a button version of the Mets jerseys later in his career. It's a very simple, unexciting answer vis-a-vis what you might have been going for. Gooden 16 and his battery mate in my closet, Alvarez 4, apparently.
I like those choices. I would go with Alvarez as well. And I thought about this when I was at the team store in Port St. Lucie because I saw an Alvarez jersey. I didn't expect to see one, but there he was, aside Lindor and Alonso and Nimmo. A year ago, Alonso would have been my choice, but for all we know, he's not going to be on the team by the end of the season. Alvarez would be my choice, and I'd happily wear that. As far as the vintage jersey, I wore 17 at fantasy camp. We talked about that in the last episode. I think I'd go with 41 this time. Every time I see somebody wearing a 41, I think that person knows what they're talking about. And it makes me think about my father, because my father had such warm feelings for Tom Seaver as well. And as we talked about in the last episode, Seaver is top of mind even today for Mets fans. You can't go to Citi Field without passing by and considering Tom Seaver. 16's a great choice. I would go with 41.
Okay, I get to ask you a question now.
Okay.
You're walking through the Met team store. You are the fan of the day, and you get a pretty good deal because they're going to give you a custom-made jersey. Except the caveat is, you know what? We have a lot of letters and numbers that we're not using necessarily. We need to get them into the machinery, get everything working well, and you're going to need to help us with that. So we're going to have to use some combinations of names and numbers that we don't see too often, that we aren't requested. Like us, for example, you look like you might remember Rod Gaspar of the 1969 Mets. You don't have to choose Rod Gaspar, though. We are going to ask you to choose a player whose name and number, their likeness, we don't really sell here usually. I don't want to put anybody down, says the representative of the Met team store, but a somewhat obscure player, someone that I don't know, sir, if you co-host a podcast, but maybe it's even somebody you've never mentioned, or even that your partner has never mentioned somehow. Is there a player who you would just enjoy representing when you go to games, whether it's here at Citi Field, whether it is at Clover Park, down in Port St. Lucie? I don't know if you go there very often during spring training. If perhaps you're on the road, one of our division opponents, you go to those games a lot. But again, we respect you, sir, as a fan of the Mets. You probably love Tom Seaver. I see you're wearing a Tom Seaver jersey right now. It looks like you have a picture on your screensavers, you and a Francisco Alvarez jersey. But we'd like you to dig deep. Whose jersey do you want to wear? Well, we'll get that made up for you right away.
The Mets don't win the 1969 World Series without number 22, Don Clendenin. That's a lot of letters, but he had a lot of home runs and did a lot for the 69 Mets.
Well, I think a Don Clendenin, it can be a home jersey or a road jersey. It's going to be a little heavy because I've actually seen the jersey he wore that in 1969. You may not want to wear it on a hot day. I think that's a great choice. I would like to think that someday I will be. I don't know if I'm eligible to be the fan of the day twice, but let's pretend I am. And boy, I can go with a lot of choices in this realm. but I am going to pick a number that has been worn by a lot of Mets, but it was only worn by this player for about a year during spanning two seasons. And it just comes to me. And I don't know that we've ever talked about him. Probably, I think we did during a one of our utility man series. Melvin Mora, number six. Melvin Mora, not quite in that Seaver, Gooden, Alfonso Reyes realm of one of my favorite players, but he was one of my favorite players as a Met while he was a Met. Always appreciated him, understood why he had to be traded, or at least why it was judged he had to be traded. He had a great long career with the Orioles, and the guy he was traded for, Mike Bordick, sort of helped for a little while, but we needed him in 2000. It was judged. Loved Melvin Mora. And for some reason, maybe if we were doing this an hour from now, I'd give you a different answer. Molly Backman wore number six. Joe Orsilak, a personal favorite of mine, wore number six. A lot of number sixes over the years. I think Mets by the Numbers once explained that number six is the most commonly given number in Mets history. But to me, it's Melvin Mora. So I'm going to rotate among my Doc Gooden 16 jersey, my Francisco Alvarez 4 jersey, and my Melvin Mora. Oh, let's be daring and make it the Black Road jersey from 1999 with New York across the front. I actually have one of those, but with no name or number on it. But now it's a Melvin Mora jersey. So I want to thank the Met Team Store for being so kind to randomly choose each of us in this exercise and to come up with, what are we talking? Six jerseys, three for each of us. I'm sorry that the retail store has supplanted the Mets Museum in a way, but if they're going to do things like this, they need all the space they can get. So nice work, folks.
I love those choices. We hope you loved this bonus episode of National League Town. Subscribe to National League Town to make sure that you get our next episode. We thank you for listening. So until next time, I'm Jeff Heisen.
I'm Greg Prince.
And as always, let's go, Mets. Copyright 2024, music provided by the Royal Arctic Institute. Check them out on Spotify.